minute, you kid.
This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
That was like when I was trying to, I thought for a moment, for a brief shining moment, I was either going to be Jackson Brown, Billy Joel, James Taylor, or Peter Frampton.
That's John Pizzarelli playing just a bit of one of his first compositions in the KNKX studios in 2023.
Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Pizzarelli is a master of the Great American Songbook. He's a swinging guitarist and singer in the mold of Nat King Cole. He was touring with a pianist and bass player, but decided to perform his KNKX studio session with his closest friend, his guitar. The instrument even became part of the interview. Here they are emphasizing the rhythm of his drummerless trio.
The guitar acts as the hi-hat. And the bass, or you can go boom, boom, mm, 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 doom, 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 mm, 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 mm.
John Pizzarelli followed his father Bucky's path to jazz, but like his father, who played with pop stars like Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett, John Pizzarelli also got to work with his pop heroes, like James Taylor. John Pizzarelli at KNKX in 2023 playing James, a song Pat Metheny wrote for James Taylor. Pizzarelli produced Taylor's Grammy-winning album American Standard, released in 2020. It's a collection of jazz standards, but Pizzarelli said Taylor added his unique style.
Like on Paper Moon, he was like, it's only a paper moon sailing over a car. But he had this great figure. It was so great.
John Pizzarelli explained, with guitar in hand, that James Taylor couldn't help putting his own distinct musical personality on each jazz standard they played. And that's really the goal of any jazz musician, to sound like yourself.
And he actually, there was one day when he just said, yeah, you really James Taylorized that. There's always the lick where he liked this, we'd always put those little licks in. That was the beauty of the record, is that he James Taylorized the songs, and he had a harmonic vision, too, so it wasn't just, you know, he really went in on it, and it was really fun.
John Pizzarelli did already have some experience in helping pop stars make jazz standards albums. After recording his own tribute records to the Beatles and Paul McCartney, Pizzarelli co-produced McCartney's album of standards, Kisses on the Bottom, in 2012. Pizzarelli and his guitar showed how pop music can be turned into jazz by being a little silly with McCartney's mid-70s classic, Silly Love Songs.
You think about,
you think that people would have had enough of silly love songs. I look around them and I see it isn't so.
That Paul McCartney record, that was right. The whole idea. Find, and the Beatle record before that. Find, some nice chords that work, and think of them as jazz songs and not Beatles songs, and then hopefully it works out.
Now, John Pizzarelli did play a few standards on this solo visit to KNKX in 2023, and let's close out this studio session short with one that brought a special meaning. 25 years before this recording, Pizzarelli and his wife, singer Jessica Mulaski, chose this iconic George Gershwin tune for their wedding song. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him at my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?